This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, we got Kevin Pillar here joining us on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. I've never really forgiven you for being such an irritating player when you were with Toronto, but you were so good and it was irritating. Did you know that?
Yeah, I would imagine there was players on other teams that could get annoyed of me making plays. You know, as a hitter, you hate to see it happen to yourself. And, you know, there's a point in my career where I felt like I was doing it daily, so I could imagine how that could be annoying.
Well, we did forgive Bochy for beating us in the World Series, so I'm sure you win a World Series, we'll forgive you, all right?
Yeah, I imagine that's probably a little bit more painful. So, and yeah, I mean, him coming in first year and winning one for this organization probably made it a little easier.
We've actually never had the opportunity to talk to somebody that was on the other side of that whenever all of that was going down. What was that experience like when Rangers, Blue Jays, the chaos that was going on in that stadium that day?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been able to go back a couple times and kind of watch the series in the entirety. It's kind of the thing I do when I have my when my wife's pregnant, I'm in the hospital, and I'm waiting on her to...
So you aren't Netflixing. You're like,
no.
Baseball.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's times where, you know, you're either it's before the baby comes out or when the baby comes out, you're sleeping on this little hospital bed or little cot, and you're just... You know, I guess mostly when I had my first kid, because it was kind of right in that time frame, I was still in Toronto. You know, all that stuff was still kind of new, but there's cool ways to go back and kind of watch... the entire series, each game being like 30 minutes, just like a very fast version of it, and just kind of reliving that whole series. It was just wild, you know, the fact that, I mean, we were pretty much unbeatable after the All-Star break, after the additions we had made, and then, you know, Blue Jays hadn't been in the playoffs since early 90s. You know, we win a division. You know, we host the first two games of the playoffs, and we go down 0-2. And then obviously going to Texas and just kind of take care of business, get it back to game five, and just everything that kind of happened and transcribed during that game. You know, I just remember Cole Hamels being pretty much unhittable. I think he gave up a solo homer to Eddie, gave us a little bit of life. You know, it was back and forth. And then obviously the seventh inning unfolded. You know, obviously starting with the ball off the bat, play that, I mean, you guys have probably been in this industry for a long time.
Yeah.
I've been playing for a long time. Wasn't really sure of the rule.
Right, yeah.
And to kind of learn about the rule in that moment, in that magnitude of a game, to go down by a run in the seventh inning, you're like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And then just to think what happened after, you know, the ground ball to short.
Yeah.
I came up next. I had a ground ball to first. You know, the missed throw at second. Then the miss played the bunt. And then there was the blooper. And then obviously the home run. Like, just talk about the polar opposites of emotions, where it's already so, the intensity and the emotions already so high going into an elimination game like that, and then to lose the lead on a play that happens millions of times a year, the throwback to the pitcher from the catcher for it to hit the bat and ricochet, and Odor to have the, you know, the heads up to just run home and touch home plate, and them counting that run, and then you know, to have him hit that home run, and you know, from that moment on, after he like hit the home run and the celebration, in our heads we knew it was over, because we knew the two guys we had pitching at the back end of the bullpen, Sanchez and Ozuna, like we knew it was over. It was just a matter of, you know, getting those last six outs. But you know, going out to center field, you're feeling pretty confident about, okay, we got these two guys pitching, and then you kind of just fast forward a year, everything that kind of just happened over the course of you know, between, you know, obviously the fight, and then playing Texas again in the playoffs, you know, kind of just going in, sweeping them real quick. It was just, it was a fun time to be part of that rivalry. It would be nice to be in a place long enough again to kind of feel the magnitude of a rivalry again.
To potentially make that happen, who is it on?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
The Blue Jays are another team that you would really like to punch in the face to help amp that up.
I'm down to go anytime, anywhere.
I love it. I love it. So, non sequitur about childbirth, since you brought it up. Let me ask you this hypothetical situation that definitely didn't happen to me. If your wife is pushing and she says, I can't do it, and you grab her hand and you go, yes, you can, I believe in you, that's supportive, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Do you think it's fair if your wife, after the fact, said, you yelled at me while I was in the middle of childbirth, because that's what happened?
No, I don't think it's fair, but I'm sure your wife or my wife would probably remember it a little bit differently. But
yeah, that's fair.
We have different males in general have a different tone in their voice and way of what we think is motivating or encouraging can be seen as aggressive behavior or yelling. But hopefully whoever that happened to is they've moved on from it, and they're obviously just excited for you know, what happened after the fact.
We don't typically get to see batting practice and all that get take place during spring training out on the field. Yesterday we were watching. It looked like you got clotheslined by the warning track at one point. What exactly happened out there yesterday?
Yeah, we were doing some outfield drills, and we're working on going back on balls to the wall, and I had those molded cleats on and a pretty hard warning track, and decided to put the brakes on, and slipped and fell, and you know, it's not how I was hoping to get, you know, a little scraped up for the first time. Hopefully it was like a hustle double or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just makes me look tough around here, though.
There you go.
I know you want to make sure you're okay, but do you also bounce up hoping that maybe nobody else saw it, even though we all definitely did?
No, there was no, like, way people did not see it. It was right in the middle of the field. You know, that's one of those things you hope, we don't hope ever happens, but you would be a little bit more fortunate if it happened on one of those backfields. But of course, first day for me too, like getting out on the stadium field, really just trying to you know, kind of speed up you know, the learning curve a little bit for, you know, the time I missed, like, really trying to, like, push myself, like, put myself in game situations, trying to go, like, hard back on some fly balls, and you slip and fall, and then you kind of question, like, maybe I shouldn't, like, maybe I just go in the treadmill or something, get my cardio, I don't need to do it on the field.
Do you think that's why they call it Surprise Stadium? Because it really has...
That was a huge surprise.
Yeah.
It's just funny how it kind of foreshadowed that event, too. You know, I was talking to Evan Carter. We're talking about just like our cleats and stuff, and I'm like, I'm not a big mold guy. Like, normally I wear them in like spring, you know, when we're, you know, I want to get my feet comfortable to cleats, but I would never hit them because I don't like to slip. And then sure enough, you know, you go out there and slip.
Did he say, or did he give you a look?
He's like, yeah, he did. We talked about it. He's like, isn't that funny? We were talking about molded cleats, and I'm like, yeah.
But he did it in a really polite way, right? Like,
he's very nice. Yeah. Very polite guy. Very polite guy. Yeah, very nice.
I feel like even his trash talk is probably super polite.
Yeah, I can't even imagine him trash talking. So hopefully he'll start chirping here soon.
We also been told you have chickens and llamas.
Yeah, chickens and llamas.
How is this, like, do you take care of them yourself?
Yeah, I have responsibilities, but obviously me being here now, my wife and my kids do them. Llamas don't really require a whole lot of maintenance, though. They pretty self-sufficient.
Okay.
What drew you to them?
Yeah.
That's.
I can't really tell you the real reason why but there's certain things that, certain requirements to have in order to do certain things in the state of Texas. So
I'm just going to presume he lost a bet and now he has to raise llamas.
Yep.
So we'll just go
with
that.
That's it. I lost a bet and I have to raise llamas now.
Once again, a hypothetical situation that's definitely not about my wife. Let's say that she told people a long time ago she loves llamas. Now, everything people give her is llama-based. She doesn't know how to break it to them that, like, she likes llamas okay, but that's
she
not...
love them.
Yeah, that's not what her life revolves around.
I think she just needs to be honest. Tell them, you know, enough is enough.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.